Autumn Kiss, written by Glittercracker, read by Subiru. Fandom, Mo Dao Zushu. Relationship, Lan Chan, Lan Wenji, Wei Ying, Wei Wuxian. Rating, general audiences. Summary. Feeding the buns, autumn evening. Lan Wenji is madly in love, but that's okay, because so is his husband. Autumn is a season that Lan Wenji has had to learn to love. So much of the loss in his life has unfurled against the backdrop of cooling mornings and falling leaves, an oblique slant of light, a tepid sun eclipsed by mountain peaks before afternoon is half past. He has never been given to sleeplessness, but in the years that he lived alone, the short, cold evenings left him prone to brooding before bedtime. Bedtime itself was worse because, although he hadn't shared a bed since Sutre outgrew nightmares, cold nights still made him feel his solitude acutely. No number of quilts were enough to keep out the chill fingering in around the window and door frames. Nothing at all could assuage the strange, aching missingness of a love he'd never held. Still, Lan Wenji never realized how resolutely he hated autumn until, all at once, he doesn't. Wei Wuxian, it seems, has appended that antipathy just as he's obliterated most of his mainstays of Lan Wenji's life since hurtling back into it. It isn't simply that his bed is no longer cold, nor his lengthening evening silent. Wei Wuxian brightens colors, draws out details, shines his brilliant light on the world until even in its dying season, it blooms around Lan Wenji with a splendor that brings him to his knees. Now, for instance, Wei Wuxian wanted to bring the rabbits treats after dinner, part of his campaign to make them love him as they love Lan Wenji. It's the wrong time of day for it. The bunnies have already settled into their burrows for the night. But Lan Wenji can't refuse the entreaty in those vivid eyes. If he's honest, he can't refuse his beloved anything at all. And so, he stands patiently watching as Wei Wuxian attempts to coax the rabbits out into the open with vegetable trimmings and slices of apple. He chatters to them the entire time, cajoling them to come to him, quick to reach a hand to grasp for them when they do. Of course, that only makes them run from him.
"Why do they hate me?"
he wails to Lan Wenji after several minutes of this.
"They do not hate you,"
Lan Wenji tells him.
"They hate noise."
Wei Wuxian sighs, pouts.
"That amounts to the same thing."
Lan Wenji can't help a soft laugh at that. Whatever his past shortcomings, the Wei Wuxian who married him is nothing if not self-aware. Taking pity on him, Lan Wenji kneels beside him, spreads a handful of apple slices on his black-clad lap, and says,
"Be quiet."
"I can't be—" But Lan Wenji stops his words with a quick kiss, which does indeed silence him, at least for the moment. In the wake of it, he spends a moment just looking at him. The sun has long since sunk behind the mountain peaks, but its glow still reflects from a few facing slopes. The light paints Wei Wuxian's face gold and rose, makes embers of his eyes. His lips quirk up in a half-smile, a question hovering on them. Lan Wenji presses a finger to them, and then he begins to hum a tune, low and familiar.
Sandang domo ichang 红墙中回忆的是如何吹凉，小小雪日到风凉，上高雪原又闻琴弦，琴棋未绝，我的花也如霜，在风起时一身过往，在何必处处问，愿你花尽相思就相问，十年梦未绝冷。
Hesitantly, a quivering pink whisker nose pokes out of a burrow. Another follows, and then another. When the rabbits come to him, he picks up a white one and turns to hand it to Wei Wuxian, only to find his husband looking at him with soft eyes and parted lips, and quite possibly the sweetest smile he's ever seen in his life.
Wei Ying,
he asks.
He taught them to come to our song,
Wei Wuxian says, his voice not just soft, but tremulous. Liang Wenji places the warm little body into his arms, and for once, Wei Wuxian doesn't fidget or chatter at the bunny, only cradles it to his chest, his eyes still fixed on Liang Wenji.
No,
Liang Wenji answers, and then considers the answer.
Yes,
he shakes his head.
I played, they learned.
Wei Wuxian cuddles the bunny close for a moment, and then sets it in his lap, where it nibbles at the apples. One or two others come to join it after a moment.
Did you play it here because you didn't want anyone to hear it?
He doesn't look at Liang Wenji as he asks this, and his voice is too even. Liang Wenji looks at him. Liang Wenji never wants to stop looking at him.
No,
he answers.
Because I could not play to you. But they are part of you.
He nods to the rabbits, wrenched around them. Clouds roll and shift on the horizon. The light flares brighter for a moment. And Liang Wenji finds his arms full of Wei Wuxian, his mouth capturing a kiss. And he finds that he loves the autumn because the cold bites Wei Wuxian's cheeks red and bright, makes his kisses feel that much warmer. He wonders, not for the first time, how any of this has come to pass. This perfect creature in his arms, in this windswept meadow on the brink of night, at the brink of winter, kissing him with such loving abandon that he doesn't remember how to feel cold. He wonders how one can want so desperately for so long that it transcends acceptance or even resignation. Because simply the truth one lives day in and day out. And how such immutable truth can come apart in an instant, rent end to end by something as fragile as a phrase of music. Wei Wuxian laughs when he pulls back at last. And Su Xient, his brooding moment passed. Liang Wenji's heart soars. Take me home, says Wei Wuxian. Liang Wenji answers. He carries him the whole way. The end.